Hey everybody, what's up? It's Vaughn DiCarlo, aka Coach Vaughn, and Coach Vaughn is on. Okay, so I'm just going to jump right in today. I don't want to waste any time. I don't want to make any excuses. Okay, I'm being cheesy, but I'm using a cheesy quote today too. So you guys have to ride with me on my cheesy days. The quote today that I'm using is quick, simple, to the point. Blame it on the rain. Okay. I'm sure you're familiar with the tune performed by Milli Vanilli, but the writer of the song is Diane Warren. So thank you, Diane Warren, for our quote today, blame it on the rain. I want to talk about excuses. You know, my mind works different. Okay. So just rock with me. This recent solar eclipse of the sun, was a highlight for me. I've always been into the sun and the moon and the stars and the earth and the water. And it's just been something that has always expanded my imagination, even as a kid, right? I remember walking to school. First of all, my mother, we had to beg my mother to stop walking us to school as we got older. She always walked us to school. Even as we got a little bit older, she would let us walk ahead of her, but she was not too far behind. And I recently found out from my beautiful niece, who is in college, college right now to become a nurse, that Grandma Joyce followed her to school too, but in a different way. My mom just became a full-blown stalker with her granddaughter and probably my nephew too, but he never mentioned it or noticed it. But she would allow her to walk to school with her friends, but she rode behind and, in her car. When we were kids, we didn't have a car. Grew up in the projects. I don't think my family had their first car until I think I was like 16 or 17. And I helped to contribute in getting that car. I had multiple part-time jobs in high school, multiple. These millennial Gen Zer, Gen Yers, Gen whatever they are, because they keep changing their name, right? It was Gen Y. Now it's Gen Z, because I guess they got sick of us Gen X parents saying, Gen Y, are you always crying? Why won't you clean your room? Why are you recording me saying why? Okay. Oh, I gotta love Gen Y. My daughter is Gen Y turned Z. So now Gen Z, as they're referred to now, they identify as Gen Z as opposed to Gen Y. When my daughter was off to school, I did the same thing. When she got old enough and wanted to, literally her bus stop was across the street, but the actual stop she had to leave out of our house, cross the street, and then cross the street again to the left, and then walk to the bus stop, which after a few steps was covered by trees. So I physically could not see her from the window getting onto the bus, but I would like put my face all the way through the window practically to the point where I was like, okay, I'm just going to have to like let her leave on her own and feel like a big girl, but then sneak down there fast enough so I could see her physically getting on the bus. It must just be a mother thing. You know, Mama Bear is always very protective of the cub. My mom, getting back to my niece, I found out recently after my mom's passing, and you know, we're all sharing stories, you know how that goes. And I found out that my mother and her Mama Bear protective of the cubs did not end with me and my sister. She would also follow my niece to make sure she got to school safely. Now, when I was a kid, again, we didn't have a car. Didn't have a car until like 16, 17. And I had several part-time jobs. So Now, mind you, I was also an A student, AB student. Like, I graduated with high honors, but I just made the mark. Like, high honors when I was in school was a 3.5 grade point average. And I think I graduated with like a 3.5 or 3.6. I just made the cut. So I'm not like part of the super duper geek squad. And I really, really had to work hard for all of my A and B marks. I remember the first D I got was in geometry. And I had never seen such a low grade on my report card before. And I said, oh no. My mama said, whatever I put my mind to, I could do. So I believed her. And by the next semester, like I took after school tutoring, I did everything that I could possibly do to learn what I needed to learn to pass my test in geometry. It was very difficult. I excelled in school in writing and creative writing and reading and English and music and art. Surprise, surprise. But I did have low-key passion for mathematics and science and the stars. failing or almost failing in geometry kind of told me, hey, you're not going to be an astronaut, right? I could have. If I super duper duper focused my energy in that direction, absolutely. There's absolutely nothing you cannot do when you put the direction, your mind in the direction of that goal. You can accomplish literally everything within reason. Everything within reason of your own mind, right? If your mind can conceive it and believe it, you will see it. Anyway, getting back to the walk. My mom, as we got older, we're like, please, can we just, you know, walk to school by ourselves? So when I got the story from my niece that she saw that my grandma Joyce, my mom, would follow behind her in the car, I was like, you know what? When my mother finally allowed us to walk to school by ourselves, she probably was hiding behind a tree or something. which is a beautiful thing. My mother had a beautiful spirit. And so when we were walking to school, I would always look up at the stars. Now, I'm the baby in the family in terms of me and my sister, two siblings, my sister and myself. And she's about 18 months older than me. And she's like a second mom. She always looked out for me and my cousin Monique. It was me, my sister, and my cousin Monique, who's also my cousin Monique has passed. Not recently, but recent feeling, like it's the past few years. And we grew up like sisters, like three sisters. And we would all be walking to school, me, my sister, my cousin Monique, and then our crew. We had a crew that extended from cousins to friends of the cousins and friends of friends and friends and friends, right? And we will all be walking to school, but they're all my sister's age. My cousin Monique and the whole crew, everybody is my sister's age. And I'm the baby. I'm a grade behind everyone. So there, when you're an adult, 1 or 2 years don't mean anything. But when you're a kid, 1 year is like, especially when it comes to maturity and conversations and things, you know, that teenagers start to get into, it's massive. That age difference, a year or two, is massive. It's like, think about it. A 12th grader who's 17, probably sometimes 18, about to graduate, should not be dating someone or hooking up with someone who is a freshman. Because a freshman is what? 14, 15? Now, in adult years, a 3 to 4 year span is probably a healthy relationship. But in high school, if you're in 12th grade, about to graduate and become an actual adult, but you're messing with somebody like in 8th grade that just got to 9th grade or something like that, it's like, ooh, massive difference, right? I don't want to take a deep dive in that. I want to get back to the walk. Now, I wasn't a teenager at this point, the walk to school with my sister, cousin, and our extended friends. Being the baby of the crew, I'm still, we're talking elementary school age, and they're probably in junior high. Like, I'm probably fifth or sixth grade, and they're like sixth, seventh, something like that. Young, just imagine young. I would daydream. I spent a lot of time in my head. It's no surprise that I am a creative, right? Because I spent so much time in my imagination. It's almost like I barely can stomach reality, like real reality. It's hard for me to stomach. I spent so much time in my head. So I would always look up and stare at the star and the moon. And I would think to myself, you know, the people on the other side of the world are looking at the exact same moon and the stars. And we would be walking to school early, early in the morning. We had to get out early. My school was not that close. And we had to walk up this really big hill to get to my school because the buses didn't come to the projects, right? It only went in the white neighborhoods, to be quite honest. And what's sad about that is most of the white students that they were picking up, they lived like really close within walking distance of the school, much more walking distance than what the project was, but they did not come down the hill. We had to walk to school. I sound like one of them old school, old ladies, like we had to walk 9,000 miles in 20 feet of snow. And I was never late to school. Yeah, it's kind of sort of like that. But insert the sun, star, and the moon. Well, the moon and the stars, because we would leave out so early that, you know, dawn would, it would be early. And if you look up, you could still see the moon and the stars. And even at night, I would daydream about the moon and the stars. And I was always very curious about the planets. And it was something about the universe and space that fascinated me that I was never able to fully explain or connect with, even to this day. It's just something that I was fascinated by. So they would be walking and talking and doing their thing. And I would just walk looking up without even paying attention to my steps. Now, if you could equate a woman walking like in the mall or at the airport or wherever with their man, ladies and fellas too, you know, when you're with your man anywhere, you relax your brain. Don't let me have a man and be walking somewhere with him. I'm not thinking about nothing. I'm going left when you go left, right when you go right. That's called trust, right? And I trust that you are going to get us where we're going. When I was a kid and I was staring up and walking to school, staring at the star and the moon, stars and the moon, and wondering about the planets and our Earth and how small our world is, but it's really so big, right? Having all these imaginary thoughts. And back in that day, we had the Jetsons. We did not have the internet. The world was not as small as it is today because of the internet. This is pre-internet conversation, okay? I'm Gen X, all right? So everybody who's listening, that's millennial, Gen Z, or what's the generation behind Gen Z? I think it's Gen Alpha or something. Alpha, whatever. I don't know what y'all are. Gen Robots. I don't know. Gen AI generated. We're talking before we knew, we really knew that the world was as small as it is, right? My imagination, which is God's gift to all of us, was very powerful and still is very powerful. And it told me that the world is very small. And I would just walk without paying attention and knowing that my sisters, my cousins, and my extended crew had my back, had my front. So I really didn't have to pay attention. I could just live in my imagination. What's crazy about that is as I got older, I didn't realize that I didn't know how to make friends until I graduated high school. I'm sorry, until my sister, my cousin, and all of our extended friends graduated from high school a year before me. And then I was like, oh, okay, this feels different. It's just me. Okay. My daughter is a single child, and I must say that I'm very impressed by how my daughter is able to attain and keep really good, solid relationships. When I say relationships, just understand, I mean people in general. It doesn't always have to mean a romantic situation. I mean friends, family, cousins, girlfriend, whatever. I've always been very impressed by my daughter's ability to make and keep friends. And my very close best friend is like that as well. I struggle in the area of relationships a lot, maybe because I never had to learn how to make friends when I was younger. I've gotten better, obviously, as I've gotten older, especially being in a business that is so incestuous and almost 100% of this business is built on relationships. But I digress. Staring at the stars, the moon, always being fascinated. I get to high school. And like I said, I had many, many jobs. And I did all my jobs and my grades did not suffer. I had a part-time job in the mall, in a clothing store. And I also had a part-time job at an accountant's office, ironically enough, that one of my teachers recommended me for. And I basically did data entry. I was the assistant to the accountant secretary. And I remember I was always so fascinated by her, but she just was able to do the data entry like so fast. And I learned how to be very fast at that. I learned how to type very fast. None of that is important in our current world, obviously, because we can just dictate everything into the phone and ask Siri what something is. But I made no excuses. I made sure that I went to both of my jobs. My job after school at the accountant office, it was just for a few hours. And we're talking back when minimum wage was, I was probably making $2.25 an hour or something crazy small. And then my job in the mall was a weekend job. So I would go there on the weekends. I had discounts on the clothes. I don't even know if that retail place still exists. It was called Coda. And it was my first job where I earned a minimum wage plus commission. Learned a lot doing that job. And I didn't make any excuses for grades. Now, as you get older, you're like, you find yourself making excuses for every little thing, right? Like, oh, I'll go to the gym tomorrow. I'm tired. My back hurts. This, that, and the third. You have to tap into that youth. I think you age in your mind before you age in your body. You are on the outside what you think you are on the inside, as a man thinketh, right? You are what you think you are. So if you complain and I'm old and I feel this and I can't get out of that, all the excuses, then you are writing your story. When I was looking up at the stars and the moon, I was writing my story in my head. I was convincing myself that the world is not as big as I think it is. It's attainable. the people that are in New York City. I was fascinated by New York City when I was a kid. I grew up in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. When I would look up at the moon, I would think to myself, the same people in New York City are looking at the same moon. I can go there. That's literally the thought I held in my head until I moved there. And that's the same thought I keep in my head when I start feeling like something is too massive or I can't. When I went to Australia, I'm like, oh, it seemed like so far away. I've been to other countries a bunch of different countries. But there's always something a little bit jarring when the flight is more than 12 hours, you know. So cut to the more recent events of the solar eclipse. Here in California, Southern California, we only got a partial view. I wanted to fly to Texas and get the total eclipse viewing, but I did not. One, the tickets, the airline tickets were ridiculous. I guess everybody was trying to get the view. But the odd thing that happened, if you follow me on social media, then you saw my fascination with the moments of the eclipse. I did a social media post on Instagram. I had a very spiritual, empowering day. I meditated on the beach. I watched our moon take over the sunshine partially. And I really am connected and still just as fascinated by our universe today as I was 100 million years ago. It seems like elementary school seems like a million lifetimes ago. I'm still just as fascinated. Some people did not enjoy the eclipse. They were like, oh, it's overrated. It's whatever. It's just another, it happens all the time. But you're not always in the path of it. Look, you don't have to enjoy the eclipse. You don't. I'm not forcing it on anybody. I don't force my opinions on anybody. Just don't force your opinion on me. Okay. Don't try to kill my good mood. It was such a beautiful experience for me and what I felt like was a lot of other people who are in awe of God's creation, not just here on earth, but the entire universe. And then there's just some people who's like, eh, whatever, I got to go to work. I don't really care. And then there's some people that go full blown, it's the end of the world. So there was a situation that I read about recently in the days after the eclipse. Very sad story where a woman, it was like a double, like a murder-suicide situation where a woman killed her husband. I believe she stabbed him. And then either pushed her kids out of the car on the 405 in Cali. And she also died. It was near Redondo Beach, which is somewhere I frequent. One of the first beaches I went to when I first moved to California, and I told you guys, if you follow me on social media, you guys know this. When I moved to California, I promised myself every week I would visit a different beach, a different hiking trail. I got stuck at Redondo Beach, and then, you know, I perform at the Comedy and Magic Club, Redondo Beach's neighbor, and Hermosa Beach. So it's a favorite area of mine. So I was shocked when this story popped up and I was like, what happened? Basically, it was a social media influencer and she was in the article, it says that she was an astrologer. I don't know if she was I don't know what she technically was, but they were saying she was an influencer that was into astrology. I think her name was Mystic Lipstick or something like that. Which is not the point. Who she was a very distraught woman, obviously, who killed herself, children, husband. I think there's one kid survived. I think the kid is 9 years old. And people threw this into the mix of the eclipse because only because days before she was posting very dramatic things, like in a very Y2K kind of energy, like, oh, it's the end of the world. Remember in 1999 when we thought, well, not we, but people were pushing the idea that as soon as the clock strikes 2000, we're all going to die. So she was posting things in with that type of energy in the days prior to the eclipse. And I feel like people just hopped on that and tried to connect it to the eclipse as if that was the reason that she committed this terrible sin against herself and her children and her husband. I dare not participate in not taking a look at the true mental health issue here. I don't know if there were signs prior to that or if this was just her style. Maybe this was just her style in terms of her astrology on her social media. Maybe she was one of those people that, you know, perpetuated ideas of fear, the end of the world, Armageddon, you know, repent, whatever. But I just felt like it was such a sad occurrence that I feel like could have possibly happened on any day of the year, solar eclipse or not. If she had posted about the full moon, like there's a full moon coming, they call it a pink moon. I'm very excited about that. A lot of astrological, scientific, moony kind of things happening in the month of April. So I feel like you could insert any occurrence in our heavenly skies and attach it to something that's going on Earth if you wanted to, right? You could blame anything on the rain. But it's not the actual rain that did it. I think we do ourselves as a society deep disservice when we just throw away what things could really be. And we just attach it to the highlight of the week. You get what I'm saying? It's like we do ourselves a disservice when we don't look at the deeper issues of things. I was not there. I do not know what this woman was troubled by. I pray for her and her husband, her child who has also transitioned into full spirit like they have, and the 9-year-old who was left without a mommy and daddy. Let's not blame it on the rain. Let's not make excuses like it's because of the solar eclipse. It was not. It was not. And I say that very gently, very gently. I do not know this woman. I do not know what was in her mind. But if she truly believed that she had to do what she had to do because of the solar eclipse, it's still not because of the solar eclipse. I hope you understand what I mean by that. It's a deeper issue. It's inside of you. What you think on the inside eventually shows up on the outside. And I'll leave you with that. Thank you for listening to the Coach Fawn podcast. I hope you are enjoying your day. Sunshine, moonshine, and every bit of the rain in between. Coach Fawn, out. Thanks again for listening to the Coach Fawn podcast. You can follow me across all social media platforms at Vaughn DiCarlo and go to funnyvaughn.com for all links to everything that is me, including my Patreon, where you can get exclusive content from yours truly. Coach Vaughn,